ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Please come to chapter number 13, fifth canto. What is the page number? 86. Now, see the previous page, 85. We ended with this shloka. Tasman naro sanga susanga jata. Jnana sinehaiva vibhragna mohaha. Harim tadiha कथनश्रुताभ्याम् लब्धस्मृतिर्याति अतिपरामदद्म अद्वनः। तस्मात् आफ्टर सेइंग ऑल दैट ही सेड देयरफॉर ही सेड इन माय प्रीवियस लाइफ आई वाज भरता देन आई बिकेम अ डियर नाउ आई बिकेम अ जडभरता नाउ देयरफॉर आई एम टेलिंग यू माय डियर किंग I have already elaborately told you about the nature of the mind and the illusory nature of the conventional world and the falsity of the material world. So, your current attitude appears that you are becoming stuck in the material world by your, the way you are appearing to be. Thus, your speech, your conduct, your behavior appears that you are preparing to stay longer in the material world, which is no good. Tasmat naro sanga susanga jata. One should give up bad association. Generally, as soon as you hear the word bad association, we think somebody else is bad, I am good, I should not associate with them. That's what we think. Actually, according to Shastra, bad association means associating with gunas. Associating with gunas itself is bad association. Especially lower gunas of rajoguna and tamaguna. See, nobody around us can spoil us unless we want to be spoiled ourselves. The Prabhupada went to, you know, Bauri. Anybody could spoil him? Actually, we want to be spoiled, then we pick up. Therefore, he says, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhungte Prakriti Jan Gunan Karanam. We do Gunasanga and then we blame the surroundings. So, when one does Gunasanga Karanam, Gunasango Asya. Sada Sadhyoni Janmasu. We get Sadhyoni, Asadhyoni because of Gunasanga. And that is actually condemned. And one should cultivate detachment from Gunasanga and attachment to devotees. Asanga, Susanga. Asanga means detachment from matter. Susanga means positive, good association. Jnanasi Nehaiva Vrikna Mohaha. Use the sword of knowledge and cut. Sever the illusion. How to get that sword? That is explained in the next two chapters. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita also, after giving the Bhakti Yoga completely in 6 to 12 chapters, Lord Krishna goes on to explain jnana. in the chapters 13 to 18. Now somebody may say, if bhakti is the ultimate conclusion in the path of spiritual life, Krishna could have completed whole Bhagavad Gita in 12 chapters and told Arjuna, now you surrender now, you know, go on, right now. But Krishna doesn't stop there. After giving bhakti, he focuses on jnana. Same thing with Uddhava Gita also. After giving bhakti, he will tell about jnana also. Why? The knowledge of jnana is very necessary to survive safely in the material world. And the knowledge of bhakti alone is enough when you go to spiritual world. Therefore, Prabhupada in one place says, knowing the Lord and loving the Lord. Loving the Lord is the prerogative of Raganuga Bhaktas. And before that, in our Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, we have to know the Lord. Otherwise, we cannot love Him. Therefore, knowing the Lord has two parts. One part is knowing His energies, and then knowing His personality, both. And knowing His energies is first important. Then you can know about His personality. Because we are envious of Him, if we are given information about His personality, we will immediately oppose it. Therefore, first His energies are spoken. Because if you speak about His power of His energies, you know, because the living entities have great respect for energies. When they see that if somebody has some power, shakti, that when that shakti is spoken of, therefore we give, you know, introduction to any devotee who is going to give a lecture. Correct, no? When you go to the colleges, first you tell, he is from this college, you know, he has worked in this company, he has so many years of, and more you give introduction to people. Like that, you know, people are completely, they collapse, after hearing. Now you tell them, please kindly wake up now. Now you hear, he is going to speak the lecture now. Then they hear the lecture with great, therefore, the Lord's energies are described in the scriptures first. And one has to hear the energies. And then, who is the fellow who is possessing such energy? Like Prabhupada says, why are you studying a book on Hitler? Study the person who killed Hitler. He says, Hitler killed 10 million people and Krishna killed Hitler. So study about Krishna. Like that Prabhupada says, is it? So, therefore the Shastras always, you know, first tell about, you know, great things and then they bring, who is the person who is possessor of these energies? Shaktiman. Then he is described. And after knowing about his Shaktis, knowing about Shaktiman, and knowing about how to do bhakti for that Lord, even after giving that, still it is not enough. One more very vital thing to be told to the jiva is, while living in this world, how we should conduct ourselves and not get carried away by the current of maya. So if you see in Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter onwards, Krishna is explaining the three gunas, how they act, divine and demoniac nature. Because you may say that now I have bhakti, already I have understood what is bhakti. Still we have both the natures, divine and demoniac. Similarly, we may say, oh, now I understand the glory of sattva-guna. Henceforth, I will always behave in sattva-guna. But you will always see that we succumb to rajaguna and tamaguna. Therefore, he is explaining sattva, rajas, tamas. He is explaining daivi sampat, asuri sampat. He is explaining. Then he is also explaining who are the Mahatma devotees who surrender to the Lord. But then there are also others, you know. It's not that there is only two shades only. One is black, one is white. No. There is also grey also. There are people who surrender, but not to Krishna, but to demigods. And there are people who surrender to many other, their faith is in many other religious things other than Krishna. They are not atheistic. They are in between categories. So Krishna explains all these things. And he explains about jnana, vairagya, all these things and until the 18th chapter. Somebody may think, what is the necessity for all this? Because while living in this world, if we don't have sufficient detachment, sometimes even if one has bhakti, one can be misled by maya. If one does not one is not sufficiently detached. Therefore you find, like Bharat Maharaj actually went to the forest, he had a lot of bhakti bhavana also, but he did not exercise caution in dealing with the deer due to which he fell away, which means he developed attachment. So therefore the 13th to 18th chapters in Bhagavad Gita talk about the danger of material attachment, the upside down tree. It's very vividly explained. Urdhva Moolam, Adhashakam, Ashwattam, Prahuraveyam. Very detailed explanation Krishna gives about what is this upside down tree. I'll tell a few words about it. The upside down tree is the material world beginning from Satyaloka down to Pataloka, and all the different branches are like different planetary systems. And the upper portion of the tree has demigods and others, and lower portion of the tree has demoniac beings, and the middle portion of the tree has humans and living beings. And the living entity is actually like a monkey jumping from one branch to another and trying to get some happiness and enjoyment. Similarly, the living entity goes to heaven, sometimes to hell, you know, he is going. And there are also many Vedic hymns and chandas which promise one elevation to heavens, which are like the newly grown twigs and leaves. And also, there are also fruits in this tree, but these are poisonous fruits, after eating which one will die or suffer. One should not be attracted to the golden color poisonous fruits. These fruits are very attractive, but if you eat them, you will perish. So this upside down tree is a misery tree, because how this tree is kept alive, that is explained in Gita by three gunas. Three gunas nourish this tree fully. Which means in the material world, if these three gunas are surpassed, you know, your devotee will not be affected by anything material. Material contamination cannot touch a devotee if one surpasses three gunas. Therefore, Krishna wants to equip his own devotees. My dear devotees, know how the person behaves in sattva, rajas, tamas, and don't get carried away by these gunas. Always remain sagunan, samati teitan, brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You transcend the gunas by firmly taking my shelter. Which means, sometimes a child goes to study in another city. Now the child has affection for mother and father. Child has lived with parents for so long. But the moment he has to go for engineering to another city, the parents will give him money, they will give him, you know, bag and clothes and everything. But they will also give him warning. When you go to the other city, how not to get spoiled. When you go to college, some seniors will rag you. They may try to teach you, you know, how to smoke or drink or go watch blue films and get degraded. So you should not associate with such people, and you should associate with good people. So they give a kind of caution. Same way, Krishna, after giving Bhagavad Gita, he is giving a caution in the 13th to 18th chapters for us. About these are the gunas, don't associate with them. This is the demoniac nature. If you find demoniac nature in you, get rid of it. It is no good. It's not going to help you in your spiritual progress. Cultivate divine assets, don't cultivate demoniac assets. So he does it. In the same manner, the previous chapter, as we concluded here, Jnana Sinehaiva Vivrikna Moha, he says, use the sword of knowledge by which one can cut illusion. And what is that sword? Jnana Asina, he says. Asina means sword. Jnana Asina. So how to get Jnana? In the next two chapters it is explained. 13, 14 chapters. And then, Harim Tadiha Katana Shrutabhyam. By hearing and speaking about Lord Hari. And then, Labdha Smritir. You will again become Krishna conscious. So, first he says, by detachment from matter and attachment to devotees. So the detachment from matter is explained in the second line. Jnana Sinehaiva Vivrikna Moha. Attachment to devotees is explained in the third line. Harim Tadiha Katana Shrutabhyam. Correct, no? First he tells both. Tasma Naro Asanga Susanga Jato. Asanga is explained in the second line. Jnana Sinehaiva Vivrikna Moha. And Susanga is explained in the third line. Harim Tadiha Katana Shrutabhyam. Correct, no? So, Tasma Naro Sanga Susanga Jato. Jnana Sineheva Vivrikna Moha Harim Tadiha Katana Shrutabhyam. And then, if you do these two things, then Labdha Smritir. Yati Atiparam Advanaha. Therefore, in the path of spiritual life, we need both attachment and detachment. Attachment to Krishna and detachment from Maya. Both are required. So, for attachment to Krishna, he already has given information before also about Lord Hari. You know, the qualities of super soul, he gave a list. That was one thing he gave. And one more important thing he gave was Rahu Gunaita Tapasana Yati, all those things. And then, Yatra Uttama Shloka ಗುಣಾನುವಾದ ಪ್ರಸ್ತೂಯತೆ ಗ್ರಾಮ್ಯಕಥಾ ವಿಘಾತ ನಿಷೇವ್ಯಮಾಣೋ ಅನುದಿನ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷ ಮತೀಂ ಸತೀಂ ಯಚ್ಚತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವೆ. ಹೌ ಅವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹನಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಾಫ್ರಾನ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಎಮಿನೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಸ್ಲಿಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ಸೊ ದೋಸ್ ಸೀಕ್ರೆಟ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್. ಸೊ ಹರಿಂ ತದೀಘ ಕಥನ ಸುಶ್ರಾಭ್ಯಂ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಹಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಪ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಪ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ. ದ್ಯಾರ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆದಿ ಪುರುಷ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪೆರಿಷಬಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾನ್ಸಂಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ. ಹಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ತ್ರೀ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಯೋಗಿ ಇಸ್ ಗೋ ಟು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ರರಿ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ದ ಯಥಾ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಮನೀಷಿಣಾಂ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲವರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ನೋ ಹೌ ಟು ಯೂಸ್ ಟೆಂಪ್ರರಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ವೆರೈಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾ ಹರಿಂ ತದೀಹ ಕಥನ ಶುದ್ಧಾವ್ಯಾಮ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಡ್. ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ, ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ, ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ರಹುಗುಣೈತ ತಪಸಾನ ಯಾತಿ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಒನ್ ತಸ್ಮಾನ್ ನರೋ ದಟ್ ಯತ್ರೋತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಗುಣಾನುವಾದ. ಸಿ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ತ್ರೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಆಲ್ ತ್ರೀ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್. ಸೊ ನಾವು ಓಕೆ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಓವರ್, ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್? ಫಾರ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟಿಲ್ ನೌ, ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಎನಫ್? ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಎನಫ್ ಟು ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಡಿಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್? ಪ್ರಾಬಬ್ಲಿ ಜಡಪ್ರತ ಫೆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನಫ್. ನೌ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇಮ್ ದ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಹೌ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಏಟ್ ಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್. ಹಿ ಹಸ್ಂಟ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಆನ್ ಇಟ್. ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಸ ವಾಸನ ಆತ್ಮ ಇನ್ ವಿಷಯೋಪರಕ್ತೋ ಗುಣಪ್ರವಾಹ. ನೌ ಟು ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ದೋಸ್ ಏಟ್ ನೈನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಗೇವ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್ ಕಲರ್ಫುಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ರಾಫಿಕ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೌ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಹೇವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಜರ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತ್ರಿವಿಧ ತಾಪ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಎಲ್ಯೂಸಿವ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಾಯಾ, ಹೌ ಮಾಯಾ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹರ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಬಟ್ ಶೀ ಈಸ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ವಿಲಜ್ಜಮಾನಯಾಯಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥಾತುಂ ನೋತ್ಸಹತೆ ಬುಧಃ ವಿಮೋಹಿತ ವಿಕತ್ತಂತೆ ಮಮಾಹಂ ಇತಿ ದುರ್ಧಿಯಃ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿಲಜ್ಜಮಾನಯಾಯಸ್ಯ, ಮಾಯಾದೇವಿ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಅಶೇಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ವೈ ಶಿ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಅಶೇಮ್ಡ್? ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ರೀಸನ್. ವೆನ್ ಶೀ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್, ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ಈಸ್ ವಾಚಿಂಗ್ ಹೌ ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ನೋಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಶಿ ಎಂಪ್ಲಾಯ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಶಿ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಅಶೇಮ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಅ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಮಾರ್ಟ್ ಫೋನ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೇ ವಿತ್ ಇಟ್, ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್, ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಮದರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶಿ ಡಸ್? ಶಿ ಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೀಪ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬೀರೋ ಆರ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಟಾಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಶೆಲ್ಫ್. ನೌ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಕ್ರೈ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಫಾದರ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೀಸ್ ವೈ ದ ಬಾಯ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೈಯಿಂಗ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಮದರ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಸಮ್ ಐಟಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಮೊಬೈಲ್. ಯು ನೋ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್, ಯು ನೋ ವ್ಯಾರ್ ದಿ ಪುಟ್ ಪೆನ್ಸಿಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಶಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್, ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪಿಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಓ ನಾವ್ ಮದರ್ ಹಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮಿ ಅನದರ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಇವನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಬೆಟರ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಮೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಕ್ಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಮೊಬೈಲ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದ So now the child is thinking, I got a mobile, he's picking it up. Hello, hello. He's speaking to somebody as if he's talking to somebody. Nobody is on the other side. Huh? You can't talk with that mobile. So seeing that the father is laughing. Huh? When the mother is watching that the father is watching, she feels ashamed. Huh? Because the father knows the tricks of the mother. Hmm? What tricks she adopts in cheating the child so that the child will not cause damage to the original mobile. Correct, no? Similarly, Mayadevi in this world makes a fool out of the living entities. Just look at the pig. He is eating stool so hastily. Prabhupada says the pig is very fat, which means he is very happy eating stool. And while eating stool also, he is twisting the tail also very happily, fondly. Prabhupada is saying, what is he eating? And he has sex with anybody. He doesn't discriminate between who is mother, who is daughter, who is sister. He doesn't see any difference. He has sex with anybody. He is absolutely degraded. And look at the place where he lives and he thinks it's a very wonderful home. He may also put a board, home sweet home. His sweet home is a gutter, stinking gutter. So what a great... Now we may think, certainly I agree, pig situation is very precarious, very pathetic. Our situation is not much different in this world. Because once Her Grace Urmila Mataji was speaking a lecture in Mayapur. She was telling, I get fed up when I go to the bathroom, she said. I get fed up. What is this body? Horrible stool and urine comes out of this body. And every day you have to clean this body. Otherwise, the sweat and mucus and the saliva and the urine and all these things which come out. She said, this body is like a toilet block. Nobody in this world, she said, would like to stay in a toilet for half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. Any of you would want to stay there for more than an hour? You finish the business and you'll come running out. She said, but we are staying in this body. We don't want to. And we are thinking this body is wonderful. Every day she was telling you, go into the mirror and you are putting powder and thinking, I am very beautiful. What beautiful? You are sitting in a horrible body. So, she said, I am very grateful to Prabhupada for telling me the truth. That I am not the body, I am the soul. And he has elevated me and I am very thankful to Prabhupada for gifting me the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, by whose association I will get elevated, by chanting whose name I will get elevated. So when she spoke it with so much realization, it was very striking for everybody. It's a fact actually. So the Maya has made a fool out of us by giving us the temporary, perishable, stinking material body. Where the nails are growing, muchi hair is also growing, and all dirty substances are coming. And we are holding on to it, thinking it's very wonderful. So, therefore, if one has to understand the nature of working of the mind, nature of the material world, because if we think material world is very wonderful, then we will never want to quit this world and go back to Godhead. Correct, no? And the problem is, if I am in Tamoguna, dirty and stinking and bad things will be looking very wonderful. Like in Burma, devotees were cooking puri. Some of the neighborhood people complained that, what are you guys cooking? It is so badly stinking. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had taken a trip. So these devotees were amazed when they went and told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he laughed. He said, the people who are complaining, you should see what they are eating. He said they have a big pot they put in which they put the frogs, lizards, all kinds of different creatures they put for 6 months to 1 year. And they all keep stinking and gradually converting into liquid, semi-solid, like viscous. And once in a year on a festival day they make a liquid out of it and pour and they drink a beverage with all that. And they think that is very wonderful. And when you cook puri they think it is stinking. I can see. So he said in Tamoguna, you will see that the dirty things, bad things look very attractive. No? Actually the unclean habits look very attractive. The habits, like you see, the four things, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex, they are against the four principles. No? Meat eating is against mercy and intoxication is against self-control. Or austerity, and gambling is against truthfulness, and illicit sex is against cleanliness. So, you will find these activities look wonderful in when one is in tamaguna. But when comes to sattvaguna, one cannot take it. Huh? One can immediately see what is uncleanliness. So Prabhupada wanted water. Somebody put a finger inside the glass with water and they gave it like, Prabhupada said, muchi muchi, throw it. You know, bring the glass of water like this, no, he said. So one can immediately, like Prabhupada went to one temple and he saw the toilet was stinking and unclean. And he called the devotees and said, just see. And devotees saw the toilet, what Prabhupada, everything is all right, normal. They said, what normal? You don't see, it's bad. Prabhupada, this is the best cleaning we could do. Yesterday we did it. He said, it's cleaned, my Lord. If cleaned is like this, without cleaning, we don't know how it will be. Correct, no? So, how many of you have seen some of the voice centers when I go, in the lavatory, the bucket and the cup, my Lord, they are so dirty. Blackish or brownish or so dirty, pathetic. Huh? That goes to show the gunas also. Huh? And it's the person, the people are living in such guna. Huh? Yeah, one place I had gone, I told Hari, throw this, get a new one. Huh? Get a fresh, nice bucket, nice. They said, Prabhuji, that's only for the lavatory. You know, that's not for bathing. He's saying, that's not for bathing. I said, if you put it for bathing, I will faint there only. See, just because it is lavatory, you can use such a dirty thing. Huh? It appears it is unwashed for 2 years. Huh? Yeah. So, somebody in tamaguna, tamaguna means unclean, unclean match, very good match. Huh? Here also unclean, there also unclean, and matches very well, no problem. Huh? So, therefore, then immediately I prepared one PPT on cleanliness. Sometime I'll do it in Brahmachari class. Huh? Now I have PPT on cleanliness with about 10-20 slides. Now I'm thinking of doing it for the leaders so that everybody can do it. After I saw one dirty bucket in a lavatory. Huh? You see? So, in this way, when the Lord describes about the three gunas and the divine demoniac nature, all these things, and how dangerous the material world, upside down tree, huh? This material world is a very complicated network. You don't know where it is beginning, where it is ending. We repeatedly take birth, repeatedly die. Devahuti is telling, my dear Lord, it's appearing that, you know, somebody has put a blanket over me and beating me. Because this is called as avrita, avranatmika shakti and prakshapatmika shakti. Avranatmika means put a blanket around somebody. Prakshapatmika means kick the fellow or beat the fellow. Maya is putting a covering over us and whipping and beating us. So we have to understand the sufferings in this world. Then only with the knowledge of the... There were two things. Tasman naro asanga susanga jato. And for asanga, what is it? Jnana sinehaiva vivritna mohaha. Take the jnana asina, the sword of knowledge, and cut the upside down tree. Is that all? No. There is one more step. Therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, there is one verse where he says, you not only have to get out of this world, you have to enter the Padam Gacchanta Namayam. What is that verse? No. That's not, that's another verse. Padam Gacchanta Namayam means, Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta Padam Gacchanta Namayam. Cutting the upside down tree is Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta. Karma Jambuddhi Yuktahi. Phalam tyaktva manishinaha, and then janma bandha vinirmukta padam gacchan tanamayam, correct? See, janma bandha vinirmukta is jnana sineheva vivrikna moha, and padam gacchan tanamayam is done by harim tadiha katanashrutabhya. So there are always two steps. And what about those who only do janma bandha vinirmukta? Who are they? Jnanis. Because when they go, they only just merge in Brahman. They don't meet the Lord personally. But Janma Bandha Vinir Mukta Padam Gacchanta Namayam. Like that he says. Having given up the cycle of birth and death, my devotees enter into spiritual world. So two separate steps he is telling. Therefore, Jnanasi Nehi Vivritna Mohaha Harim Tadiha Katanashrutabhyam. Those two steps are mentioned. So one is Asanga, one is Susanga. One should first do Asanga, cut with the Jnana, sword of knowledge, and then Susanga one can associate. And another reason I will tell you why this is being said. See, if you have a pot of dahi, you throw it. Now the pot of dahi has little dahi sticking at the bottom. You put milk in that. Next day, what will you find? So you will find our ignorance and avidya is so dirty, so badly stinking, that even if little bit of it, avidya is there, even the spiritual knowledge you put, it can completely spoil all spiritual knowledge and again take you to depth of ignorance. I'll explain what it is. For example, if a person comes to temple with enjoying mentality, that enjoying mentality is bhoga vritti. He doesn't have seva vritti. He might have heard lectures on seva vritti, but he himself has bhoga vritti. Then even in a place like this temple, he can do rowdy activities. Correct or not? Huh? Because ultimately, what is our specs we are wearing? If I wear blue specs, everything looks blue. If I wear yellow, everything looks yellow. Huh? So, we will find that the paradigm of bhoga is so deadly. Hey, who is that? They're practicing? Okay. So, bhoga paradigm, bhoga vritti paradigm is so nasty that even if you shave up your head, you become brahmachari in the ashram. If you have the bhoga vritti, you will take Krishna's things and misuse them and abuse them. So actually, if you come close to Krishna's items, you are supposed to use it and glorify the Lord. But because of our avidya and our heart, we will use the very same things for exploiting and enjoying. And therefore, sometimes even in a spiritual movement, you find there are corruptions, there are bad characters, there is some abuse of children or women or money or things like that. Why? Because somebody came with a good intention, but down the line, their bhoga vritti took over and they exploited. And the result is, they fall down and bring disgrace to society. And we can see like that. So, this avidya that is present in the heart of the conditioned soul is a very deadly thing. If avidya is not removed, then any amount of milk like, bhakti yoga you take in, everything becomes dahi only. You will see, for example, in Vrindavan, lot of people talk about the 10th canto, Rasalila, to the hundreds of thousands of people who come to their lectures. But when people hear, they hear with bhoga vritti. They think it's a very nice thing to hear. Krishna is dancing with gopis and they are thinking, then finally after speaking the pastime, Guru will be dancing with the disabled ladies. They will be dancing also. They will have their dandiyaras also. In this way, their kathas only degrade the people. They don't elevate the people. Because if somebody has enjoying mentality, along with that you try to connect with bhakti. In bhakti, there will be bhavagata, there will be desire to impress others, and there will be sense gratification, and the whole bhakti is spoiled also. Therefore, the vivirkna moha, he says, we have to cut, we have to sever the, with jnana sword, we have to sever that bhoga vritti. And then the bhakti will be meaningful. And the bhakti will be taken with great respect and sincerity and seriousness. Therefore, first he says, jnanasi nekai vivirkna moha. So I have seen personally with my eyes, many students who come to our centers, I observed that, they have so much of abhiman, student abhiman. They have student abhiman, mark cracking abhiman, foreign going abhiman. Boy-girl attraction abhiman. So this abhiman is so deep-rooted that you as a preacher, even you will lose confidence when you look at them. They will drag you down. Then you try to adjust yourself. How to make them interested. You try to dance according to the tune. You dance, they will get you off the asana below. They will make you like them only. And you have to do so much of tamasha and drama and joke and everything you have to tell them. After eating and drinking all your jokes and everything, they will remain what they are. They are not going to become a devotee at all. This is so pathetic. So whenever we go for preaching, the people who are surrounded by avidya, they are depending on how strong is their avidya, even you can become influenced and carried away. Therefore, you have to explore this avidya. Therefore, I won't mind even if some students run away also. We have to speak the truth. One time, Brajavihari Prabhu had come to Mayapur voice. So I was speaking from this Ishopanishad, Kuruvanne Veha Karmani, Jijivishet Shatam Samaha, on the glory of human life and how we should take to Krishna consciousness. So after the whole lecture was over, 1 hour, 1.5 hours, when we were leaving, Prabhuji said, "My Lord, Radhisham Prabhu, you are telling everything very frankly, even 2 rounders, 4 rounders are sitting." I said, "Yeah, who said they should not hear this? Human life is important for them also, for everybody." He said, "Yeah, some guys will go away. What can we do? If they are not willing to listen, they will go away. It's their problem. But we have to speak the truth. Because the avidya has to be exploded. If avidya is not removed, bhakti is simply eyewash. Now, I see that when people are superimposed with bhakti over the avidya, it is like a marahua machli. You know what is marahua machli? This example Jiva Goswami gives. Marahua machli means, sometimes in a ocean, a wave goes. That time a machli goes up. But that doesn't mean machli is jumping so high. That is jumping because of the waves. So similarly, the Maya's waves take some person high, which means he is enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness because of the material benefits he is getting. You understand, no? What is the basis of his enthusiasm? Huh? What material benefits? Like he has nice study facility, nice food, seniors are helping him to crack well. He gets abundant support. So he is thinking, "I'm flourishing in life." So his enthusiasm is material enthusiasm. It is not spiritual enthusiasm at all. But the real devotee means he becomes enthusiastic in spiritual nourishment. That is like the dolphin jumping. Real, living dolphin jumping. Correct, no? So therefore, if you see, some students' enthusiasm is simply material. They always talk about career, always talk about going abroad, making money, you know, surviving in the world. And not only boys, people then become grihasthas. You can become a grihastha all the time, you know, worry about how I can flourish in my material life. Do this, do that, achieve this, achieve that, you know. And they even warn others, don't become serious in spiritual life. You know, you'll be a bondi in material life. I would say, be a bondi in material life and go back to Godhead. Isn't it? Sudama was a big bondi in material life, but he attained Krishna, and later on Krishna gave him everything. So, no matter how much you are going to make money and hold on to it, at the time of death, Krishna will strip it away with millions of hands because he is Vishwarupa Darshanam. He can strip it away with millions of hands. We have to ultimately leave everything and go. So, material life should not be neglected, but material life should not be made the ultimate goal. If a jiva foolishly makes material life the ultimate goal, therefore I find there is no strong preaching about this second line, jnanasi nehaiva vivrikna mohaha. We have to be convinced, and we have to convince others, there is nothing left here in the material world. It's a stinking world, it's a condemned world. Real world is that world. If you want happiness, the word happiness is not found in this material world. Unless we are convinced and we convince others, they will not take to true bhakti. Genuine bhakti, you cannot, it will be eyewash bhakti. Eyewash bhakti is eyewash bhakti, marahua machli, kudane ka. They are also dancing and they are also doing activities in a ritualistic way. But their heart is not touched by bhakti. And why their heart is touched by maya? How it will be touched by bhakti? See, as soon as something maya comes, you will see all the teeth, you will see. And you give bhakti, they are morose in bhakti. Morose in bhakti, delighting in maya. That is due to avidya only. Therefore, I remember even in the early days, 95, when I came to Pune, in my regular classes preaching, the early days itself, we will very strongly preach about cutting maya. Actually, if somebody has hope in maya, he is 100% cheated. Moghasha, moga karmano, moga jnana, vichetasaha, Rakshasi Masurim Chaiva Prakritim Mohinim Shitaha. There are many preachers who are bringing many boys by giving them false hopes that maya will also please you one day and chant little bit of Hare Krishna also. And they dance according to the tune of the boys and they bring them, wait and watch what they will do. When they grow over the years, they will take a U-turn and go back. You will see. They will not stay. Unless one is convinced, maya cannot make me happy. Only he can stay. And then his bhakti that he will do will be meaningful. Many of our preachers nowadays, you know, they try to pamper the boys this way and that way, and some other catch him and put him in pocket and bring. Therefore, later on you find the quality of the people is so pathetic. They don't understand spiritual subject because they never came for it. They came for something else. So it is better that from the early stage of preaching itself, we make them clear, hey, we are not here to give you the nonsense you are looking for. We will only give you this is spirituality, and this is what we believe in, this we have faith in. And if you want, you take it, otherwise push off. What you are looking for, you will get somewhere else. Go somewhere else. And you may get a small number, but the number who comes, they will be genuine, you see. So therefore he is telling, jnanasi neheva vivirknamoha. Then harim tadiha katana shrata shrutabhyam. That's meaningful. Harikatha will be meaningful. Therefore, in this two chapters, if you take your Subodhani guide, if you see how they have put in page number 86, 13, 14, they have put together. Why? Because in the 13th chapter, he is going to explain about a forest of material enjoyment. And the 14th chapter, Parikshit is requesting Sukadeva Goswami that the forest of material enjoyment explained by you, it's very difficult for any common man to understand. If you can elaborate more on each of your analogies and examples. Because the most amazing thing here is, Raguna and Jadabharata are speaking. And Jadabharata is telling, you know, a merchant went to the forest, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money by collecting some minerals like gold and silver. He also wanted to collect some firewood. And then as he went into deeper and deeper and deeper jungle, the jungle became so dense, dark, deep. And when he looked back, he didn't know how to go back. He lost the track and it became pitch dark at night. Now carrying all these valuables from the forest, he was wondering how to return. But he was attacked in the forest by some plunderers, thieves, who wanted to loot away the minerals that he had collected. And there were also jackals which were howling and which were troubling him. There were also crickets which are making sound from behind. There were also bees which attacked him. And also there were lions and tigers in the forest. There was also an elephant. So all these different things he said. And there was a big mountain he wanted to climb up. When he, with great difficulty, he climbed up the mountain. Like the different things he said. And Raguna heard it all. And finally Raguna said, what a wonderful analogy, beautiful. And he surrendered to Jadabharata. So both master and servant understood, only we can't understand what it is. So the whole chapter gets over, 13th chapter like that. Then Parikshit understood, there are so many fellows who are going to read the Bhagavatam in future. Now what will they understand? Which are the honeybees? Which is the jackal? You know, which is the elephant? Which is the lion? Nobody can understand. See, Raguna was also so advanced. He could catch it, he could understand. Immediately, he understood the analogies. Then Sukadeva Goswami elaborates it to Parikshit. Jadabharata speaking to Rahuguna is elaborated by Sukadeva Goswami to Parikshit. He's elaborated. Then it becomes easy for us. So what I did, I took the verse translations and some Prabhupada purports and Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. All the three I took. And I consulted both the chapters and I made one PPT. So this table, the tabular column here goes on for 3-4 pages if you see. And the conclusion of that chapter is also association. It's coming there? Okay. I read the heading.
Cultivating gratitude and respect for association can destroy ignorance and false pride.
See, this was yesterday. How can we attain Lord Vasudeva? Rahuguna Tapasaniyat. And who are the great devotees mentioned? Atotam Shloka. Yesterday we read these things. We completed all these things. And this will come later. We'll come back to this later. Yeah, please read it.
The jiva, like a wealthy merchant, greedy for the objects of enjoyment while walking in the most inauspicious forest of samsara, which is similar to a crematorium, and performing useless actions with many obstacles, sufferings, even now doesn't attain the feet of bee-like devotees attracted to worshipping the Lord in the form of Guru.
Yeah, so the material world is compared to what?
Forest.
Huh? Not only forest, one more word is used. Yeah, crematorium. It's like a shmashan. Crematorium is not a place we would want to go and live. Huh? So it's compared to that. Why it's called crematorium? In the material world, every day millions of people are dying. Correct, no? They get diseased, they get old age, they are admitted in ICU, people die, and they are taken to the crematorium and they are burned. In every country, you will see, all over the world, there's a big high death. Prabhupada used to say, the death rate is 100%. Everybody's body dies. Somebody in camp area, you can see sometimes a lot of eagles flying in the sky. Because the Parsi people, they don't burn the body. They put it in a silent tower, they call it. Silent tower, they put it and eagles come and peck the body and they eat and it gets converted into stool. Like that. That is the condition of the material body in this world. So, because the material world, nobody lives forever. Everybody dies. So he's calling it like a crematorium, he says. And he's also calling it as a forest. Why? In a forest, we can get lost. In a forest, it's thick jungle. Like this man is standing in the middle of forest and wondering, how did I come? Where did I come from? How am I supposed to quit this forest? Any of you have solved the mazes? Maze? Like, you have done that? Yeah. Like, for example, they put a maze and they put a rat here and they put some food here and say, please help the rat to find out the food. Correct? Now you have to go through. So sometimes you all might have taken a pen and put a line like this to reach the food. Sometimes you may never reach the food. Correct? Now you get stuck up somewhere like with a dead end. And you don't know how to come out of it, correct? Because there are a lot of... Now the material world is like that only. People get stuck up in this world. And they are... Actually, we are supposed to smoothly go back to Godhead. But we get stuck up in one body, second body, third body, fourth body, and we go on multiplying the bodies. Like that he says. Another point mentioned here is, be like devotees. Why? Bee always goes from flower to flower. It's called a saram ga. Ga means gamayati, moves, and saram means the honey. So it takes the honey and moves. Takes the honey and moves. In same manner, you know, the devotees of the Lord are very intelligent. From the material world, they know what to take and what to give up. They will not get stuck up in the material world. Actually, Prabhupada, how intelligent he is. He went to America, he took hippies and made them devotees, he took American dollars and came back. And with American dollars, he made Vrindavan temple, Mayapur temple, Juhu temple. And with those hippies, he made them sannyasis and made them preachers all over the world. This is called saranga. Correct, na? On the other hand, in America, there are so many things, rubbish things, which you may get stuck up with. He didn't touch them at all. Correct, na? So, the devotees of the Lord are also called bees for another reason, because they delight in glorification of the Lord. A delight in the glorification of the name, form, qualities, pastimes. And that is our daily food. Nothing else gives them life. This is our pran for them. So such devotees are the greatest saviors in this world. Because being in the company of such devotees can actually repeatedly remind us of our original home from where we have fallen here. So one should hook on to the association of devotees and hear such kathas, perform the devotional rituals and be a sadhavaha. Sadhavaha means who faithfully follows the rules and regulations given by the acharyas. And prepare oneself to go back to Godhead. But this fellow who came to forest, he doesn't associate with such people, the honeybee type of devotees, whose association would have easily helped him to come out of this jungle. And they would have taken him back to home. But he saw their association, but he neglected it and went ahead further. He wasn't interested. See, there is one example will come here. The cranes are compared to bogus gurus and cheaters, herons, cranes and herons. So he goes from cranes to swans to monkeys, like that he says. So what are the, later on it will come. Cranes represent cheating gurus. So he goes to cheating gurus and gets thoroughly cheated and loses a lot of money, loses many years and all. And then he goes to swans. The swans are the devotees. So when he meets devotees, he comes to Hare Krishna temple, he eats prasad, meets devotees. Oh, devotees are so loving, caring, kind, and his life is so wonderful. But then the devotee is following four rigs, is too much for him. He thinks, oh, I can't follow this lifestyle. Then he goes to monkeys. The monkeys represents those who are sex mongers, those who go to clubs, and those who are eat, drink and be merry. So he gets into that. So he goes from cranes to swans to monkeys. That comes towards the end, it will come. So like this, instead of going to the honeybee-like devotees or swan-like devotees, one devotee was telling, either you associate with swans or you will become like a swan, he said. You know who is swan? Swanato, dog, yeah. Or one becomes like a dog or a monkey, one becomes. If you don't keep good company of devotees, we get dragged by Maya. So in this way, he's entering the forest now. So Jayabharata is telling, Rahuguna, Shukadeva Goswami is telling, Parikshit is explaining the allegory. So Jayabharata is speaking allegory and Shukadeva Goswami is explaining allegory, correct? No? See, the merchant is going in the forest. It's compared to, see, they have put a practical real life photo there, but it's like a conditioned soul coming into this world with his six senses, which means mind and five senses. And he is going from one body to another, transmigrating and suffering. Read it.
Sankalpa is the function of mind.
Correct, sankalpa and vikalpa. Desiring, likes and dislikes, that is sankalpa, yeah.
Vyavasaya or ascertainment is the function of intelligence.
Yeah. For example, if my desire is material, then I will use my vyavasaya buddhi for fulfilling that desire. Correct, no? Yeah.
The senses plunder the wealth of the person with uncontrolled senses and with a bad intelligence. Kunatasya. Just like the thieves plunder a person.
Yeah. Please repeat this verse. Kamasya krodas kamahar kamasya krodasya lobascha dehe tishthanti daskaraha jnanaratna apaharaya tasmat jagrata jagrata. This is the verse by Shankara. Shankara says kamah krodasya lobascha dehe. Three things, kama, krodha, lobha, in our body. They are daskara. Daskara means thieves, plunderers, he says. Jnana ratna apaharaya. They will take away your wisdom. Krishna also says, Jnani no nitya vairina. Kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena anlinacha. Avritam jnana metena. Jnani no nitya vairina. Another verse he says, Jnana vijnana nashanam, he says. Your knowledge and realization will be destroyed if one headlong goes in the direction of lust. Like a moth entering fire. Huh? So, therefore, you can imagine jnana vijnana nashanam, he says. Huh? So, one should be very careful in dealing with these three dangerous thieves. They loot away our knowledge. Tasma jagrata jagrata. Be awake, he says. So, in the forest, if you are not wide awake and alert, these plunderers, and who are these plunderers, he says, uncontrolled senses, he says. Actually, the uncontrolled senses attack a person and take away all his good qualities and all his wealth. So Prabhupada gave the example of how many of you here don't know driving here? Right, sir? Car driving. Of course, I also don't know car driving. Don't worry. But Prabhupada said, if you don't know car driving and somebody gives you a chabi of a car and you think, let me give a try. Is it good? Just put on the car and it started. And now, you don't know which is brake, what is clutch, you don't know anything, what is accelerator. You just press some button and the car, zoom, starts going like that. Huh? And once the car starts speeding up, you don't know how to stop it and it's going crazily. Correct, no? So, likely that we may go and hit a tree or something and there will be a terrible accident. We may break our head or body or something. Correct, no? It's very dangerous. So, what is that example of driving a car without any practice or knowledge about the different parts of the car? Some people put L also. L means learning. Correct, no? They are learning it now. Of course, we are not even learning, so we have no yogyata to put L also. So you can put NL, no learning. Not learned and I am driving. Correct, no? So, if you drive like that, then what will happen? We will cause accident ourselves. So Prabhupada says, if somebody doesn't know what is human body, what are the senses, Who am I? Who is God? Why have I come into this world? That is like the driving knowledge. Human body is like a car. Huh? You don't know how to use the car, but then you, as soon as we come and open our eyes and see the human body, we start, you know, the senses take over. Huh? You have seen the picture of somebody pulling the nose, pulling the eyes, pulling the... You have seen that, no? There is a picture of... So in this way, our senses drag us in different directions in this world, and we get cheated. That's a very big subject I will not go into, because Prabhupada gradually develops this subject. He says that the eyes... what is the example given for the eyes? Moth. Yeah, moth entering fire. Moth sees the fire. I mean, moth sees the fire and thinks it's a sunflower. So he goes and enters the fire and gets roasted there. And the ears? Deer. The deer hears some music of the hunter. And whichever side the music comes, he goes there and the hunter throws the rope and catches him. So he gets caught by the ears. And the nose? Huh? Good fragrance, yeah. Bees. The bees go to a lotus flower. They smell the fragrance of the lotus flower and drink the honey. And when they drink the honey, they little bit feel asleep. They go to sleep and the flower closes. Isn't it? So because of that, one day, my assistant brought one chikku. Chikku was so fragrant. Very sweet smell. Sweet is tasty for the tongue also and fragrant also, correct? No? So very fragrant. So when I opened it, I found some 4 or 5 ants inside. Dead ants. So I asked him, how the ants have died here? Then he said there was a hole outside the chikku, you know. So they put a hole and went inside and they ate the sweet chikku and they rested there, went to sleep. When they slept, the chikku grew further. And now they didn't know how to come out, like Alibaba and 40 Thieves, you know. It's like that only, huh? In an open sesame, you say, and then you go inside and then the stone door closes. Then you don't know how to come out, correct, no? Similarly, these ants went in and they got stuck inside. They couldn't come. Later on, when I opened, they were already dead, poor fellows. So that's what happens with the bee also. Bee goes in a honey and he goes in a lotus flower, sucks honey, smells the fragrance and goes to sleep, and the lotus closes in the night and poor fellow cannot come out. That is due to nose, attraction of nose. And then... fish. Although in the ocean there is so much eatable for the fish, he will not eat that. He will always want some flesh piece which is hanging from the top in a hook. So he goes and eats that, immediately he is pulled out. Similarly for the skin, means sexual attachment. Huh? Elephant, a mighty and powerful elephant is caught by a she elephant kept on the other side. Huh? And they put some bamboo sticks on a pit. And then the elephant goes running, seeing the female elephant, the bamboos break and he falls into the pit. Then he is captured by chains and pulled into a lorry, taken to the circus, and he is told to sit on a small stool which is almost half the size of this table. So you can imagine if half size of the table, one square, in that all 4 legs he has to keep, like this he has to sit. You have seen that? In forest he can wander anywhere he wants. Now he has to sit on a stool, you see? So he loses his freedom. So all these 5 creatures, they all, their senses pull them and they get caught or they die or they suffer. So Prabhupada said in the same manner, our human body also, our senses are plunderers. Why? Actually, we have to cut a sorry figure if we don't control our senses. Like everybody is given 2 gulab jamuns and you are asking a server, Prabhupada, shh, come here. Yes, what do you want, chapati? No, not chapati. No. One more gulab jamun can I get? Prabhu ji, sabko bola hai na, do hi milega baas. Mangne ka nahi. Thik. So, but then everybody is looking around you. Everybody is laughing. Hey, you cannot control this tongue. Correct, no? People say, just see, we have to cut a sorry figure. And on the other hand, there are fellows who say, Prabhu, everyone is allotted 2 gulab jamun, I will take only 1. I'll give 1 to another devotee. Probably you take. Correct, no? So if you have sense control, you can be peaceful in this world. Similarly with all other senses. Like I was telling, the other day I was in Dadar, climbing up the staircase. One Mataji was coming down and talking on her phone. And hello, she's telling hi, she's telling on phone. You know, how are you? He's asking. And another man is going up. I was going like this, he was going up, and the Mataji is coming down. She was a little stylish looking lady with her phone talking. She's saying, how are you? And this fellow is saying, I am fine. He's saying. Actually, she didn't ask him. She's asking somebody on phone. This fellow is unable to control his sense. And she looked at him so sharply as if she's going to burn him down. Like that she looked at. Then this fellow did like this and then he went aside. So here they are. I was wondering how this fellow is so uncontrolled. Correct, no? People are shameless. Huh? So when I looked at him, I thought he looks like a two-legged dog. Huh? Is it not true? Actually, dog goes without invitation. Correct. This fellow is doing like this. So if you are uncontrolled in the senses, Shastra say you will have to cut a sorry figure. Yeah? Same with all other sense. Like, you know, what is that iti uti dai verse? Anybody knows? Jivera lala sa ye iti uti dai shishno dara parayana krishna na hipa. So one loses Krishna because of long tongue and big belly, correct? Actually, many people, because of overeating and fine quality for food eating, because of that they have lost Krishna. They have been thrown away by the senses. We can talk a lot about this, but it is important thing, our senses plunder our real wealth, which is Krishna. So anyone in this world has to strenuously control the mind and the senses, not let them lose, not allow them to go on, because senses are never to be satiated. We have to give whatever Krishna allows us to give the senses, and make the senses, tell the senses, keep quiet now. Take this much and keep quiet. Nothing more than that. And then develop a higher taste. One amazing thing in Krishna consciousness, when you develop a higher taste, the lower taste, the urge for the lower taste gradually reduces. Thanks to the beautiful path of bhakti yoga. Because if higher taste is not there at all, we may have to grit our teeth and control our mind and senses till the last breath. It would be very difficult. But this is a beautiful method Shastras teach. You develop a higher taste, lower taste not only gradually reduces, it vanishes completely. Like any of you here, you cry that you can't eat meat, no? You know? You have given up meat long ago because you've eaten very tasty, nice prasad. Similarly, we can give up all the lower nature. The senses are compared to plunderers, which plunder away our wealth. Therefore, the senses are called kunatasya. See, we have a kubuddhi, sadbuddhi. Sadbuddhi is supplied by the super soul, dadame buddhi. Whereas kubuddhi comes in this material world. What is kubuddhi? Kubuddhi is a henpecked husband, intelligence, who surrenders to his wife and children. And the wife is an impure mind, and the children are the impure senses. When the intelligence supports the impure wife and impure senses, that is wife and son, children, that buddhi is called what buddhi? Kubuddhi. Kubuddhi actually gives us wrong directions. Actually, kubuddhi makes cunning plans how to do sense gratification without getting caught. That is kubuddhi. So very dangerous it is. Therefore, mithyacharasya uchyate, Krishna says, no? Karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudatma mithyacharasya uchyate. So we should not allow our kubuddhi to flourish. We should destroy the kubuddhi, and we have to awaken sadbuddhi. So now you all take prasad and come back at 11. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.